Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. So typically on Saturdays, I answer your questions, which I love doing. But what I want to do today is give a couple things away, but I want to share an aha moment I had when I was driving the other day and how I'm applying it in a way that's making a really wonderful difference in multiple areas of my life. And this is something that I am able to apply, and I know you will be able to apply, to food and consistency around food and my fat loss goals, but also in a really big way with stress and overwhelm, and even in my marriage. And it has been so helpful. We'll consider this maybe like a mini-sode of sorts, but I just had to get on here and share it with you because it has been so helpful to me. First, though, let me tell you what we're going to give away this week. Through the holiday season, as long as I remember, we're going to be giving away two things every Saturday. This week, it's going to be Relief Plus and a copy of the Changemakers Journal. Relief Plus, I have an upcoming episode. It's a Monday episode in a couple weeks that, oh my gosh, you have to hear it. It's about inflammation and the way that body fat actually is really unique in inflammation and inflammatory processes, and total geek out science episode, but you're going to love it. A couple weeks, that's coming. But Relief Plus is my favorite all-natural anti-inflammatory. Changemakers Journal is what I use to stay focused and prevent overwhelm and find happiness and not just productivity. So I will be announcing the winner at the end of today's episode. You can win. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on whatever platform that you listen, and you can do it more than once because you can review specific episodes. You don't just have to review the show as a whole. So I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. Okay, let me tell you how this came about. You know how on social media, the algorithm works in a way that it serves up more of what you've interacted with. So if you interact with a lot of clothing ads, you're going to see more clothing ads, right? And that has been true for me in a way that wasn't super positive recently. So the algorithm, I'm sure you guys know this, it also has the ability to like listen to conversations that you're having, like our phones are listening. That's why if I said, hey, Siri, I'm not going to do it right now, she would pop up and start talking because they're always listening. Our devices are literally always listening. That's not conspiracy theory. It's just the way it works. And when Chris and I have a lot of conversations about the Dagny Foundation and families who are navigating infant crisis and infant loss, that sort of stuff shows up in my newsfeed more. And then when it started showing up in my newsfeed more and I was clicking on it just out of curiosity, stories about children, stories about infant death, infant loss, all of that stuff, then I started getting more and more of it. So it was this like vicious cycle perpetuating itself. And I remember saying to him one day, it starts to feel disproportionate. Like, it's not that all of a sudden these things are happening more and more and more, but it feels like they're happening more and more and more because I'm seeing them more because of the way that the internet works. And look, if you're somebody that's not on social media, God bless you. But it's not just social media. It's the news. It's ads that show up when we're on different web browsers. It's everywhere. So even if you're not on social media, this is still happening to you. Well, I'm driving, right? I have all this drive time going to and from the hospital. And I was like, our brain works exactly the same way. They say in social media, you're kind of chained to the algorithm because what you interact with, you see more of, and the things that you don't interact with, even if they're exactly what you need, you don't see them as much. Social media serves up what you interact with, but so does your brain. And here's what I mean by that. Let's say your thoughts are, oh, what is wrong with me? I always do this. I'm so inconsistent. Just like the algorithms of the internet, which we understand so well, your brain works the same way. You see more of that. You think more of that. Your brain serves up what you interact with. So if you are indulging thoughts of what is wrong with me, I'm so inconsistent, I start strong, but I never finish, that becomes your default. And just like I was feeling that it felt there was more of infant tragedy everywhere, it's actually not true. It's just that I was seeing more of it because I was interacting with more of it. And your brain works the same way, and it biases you, and you can develop this very toxic bias towards, I suck, I'm inconsistent, I'm a failure, because that's what you're interacting with. So let me give you a few concrete examples of how I've been using this in my life, not just for my current fat loss goals and losing the weight that I gained in my three pregnancies, but starting with stress thoughts and overwhelm thoughts. Sometimes I would find myself interacting a lot with thoughts about, you know, what happens if the girls get sick, you know, they're immunocompromised and they're at high risk for this and that. And what about this? And what are we going to do with that? And I catch myself and I remind myself that the more I interact with thoughts like this, the more my brain is going to serve up thoughts like this. And so I'm going to feel stressed and I'm going to feel scared and I'm going to feel anxious, and it's going to feel like that's all there is. But it's just a bias coming from frequency, because I'm giving my attention to those things and there's way more that I could think about, but I'm not seeing it. It doesn't feel as prevalent. It doesn't feel as present because I'm not interacting with it. So when I notice this fear and this anxiousness, I remind myself that my brain will serve up what I interact with. So I start interacting with as many things as I can possibly think of that I'm grateful for, as many things that I can possibly think of that the girls have overcome. I did this just earlier today. I was feeling overwhelmed preparing for the girls to come home, which, you know, is such a blessing and it's such a wonderful thing, but it also is a lot more, it's a different kind of complexity and a different kind of figuring things out. And even like I was, as I was thinking it, I was sitting on the couch pumping breast milk, and Roman was climbing all over me. And like every 2 seconds he was turning off the pump, or he was like pulling it off of me, or, you know, just all of these things. And I started thinking, this is going to happen when I'm feeding the girls too. And there's two of them, and it's just going to be this constant, no, Roman, get down, go over here, do something else. Should I go in a different room? Then I'm, you know, with two babies and eating every few hours, and I'll be away from Roman too much. And I reminded myself, my brain will serve up what I interact with. So if I interact with thoughts of, oh my gosh, this is going to be difficult. Oh my gosh, this is going to be challenging. Oh my gosh, this is going to be overwhelming. That's how I'm going to see everything. It's like I have this filter, this lens of overwhelm, of stress, of anxiety that I'm viewing everything through. So I challenge myself in that moment, how can I interact with different thoughts so that my brain starts to serve me up those? And I thought, this is perfect. I'm going to get to feed the babies while Roman's right here, instead of having to drive 2.5 hours each way to feed them and being away from Roman. And I'm going to get an opportunity to learn to communicate with Roman in a new way and learn to figure it out with Roman, what works and what doesn't work in terms of him being involved and also keeping the girls safe. And that's so exciting. And how damn lucky am I that I get to be home with my kids and I get to be the one to feed them. Like, holy crap, this is amazing. And, you know, I wished for this and I prayed for this and I wasn't sure if I would ever get here. And I shifted it to gratitude, not to say that the worried thoughts or the anxious thoughts or the overwhelmed thoughts aren't there, but it's a numbers thing. You know, if I, on the internet, click 20 links in a month that are clothing related and 50 links in a month that are self-improvement related, I'm going to see more self-improvement stuff served up. Well, that's what I want to create in my own thinking. Same thing with marriage. So we, Chris and I, God bless, wildly different personalities. We could not be more different in our personalities. We could not be more different in our perspectives, in the way that we like things to be done and don't like things to be done. We just couldn't be more different. And it's very easy for me to go through a day seeing what I'm annoyed with. Why does he have to think of it like that? Why does he have to say it like that? Why does he have to do it like that? And when I interact most with the things that annoy me, then that's what my brain serves me up more of. That's like I'm putting on this filter of irritated, annoyed, and then every interaction is seen through that filter. But I'm using this reminder of how the algorithm works to say the algorithm is, it started, the OG algorithm is our own brains, right? That is the OG algorithm. So we can use that in our own favor. The more that I think I'm grateful to have a partner, the more that I think I get to show him what it feels like to be loved and loved well, the more I see those kinds of opportunities, it's a powerful thing. This is why mindset matters so much when it comes to consistency, whether that consistency is with working out or it's with work or it's with finances or it's with relationships or it's with food and it's with fat loss. What we think about drives our choices. We all have the thoughts, I'll start tomorrow, this one thing won't hurt, I don't even care, what's the point? But the more we interact with those thoughts, the more they're going to be there. We have the OG algorithm between our ears. And knowing this, we can use it to support our own consistency and improve our own follow through and increase our own success. Because when that thought arises, I'll start tomorrow, you know that if you engage with it, if you interact with it, if you submit to it, your brain is going to give you more of that. But if you say, like, I see what you're doing there, and just this once I'm going to say, I'm going to start today. And you know what? 5 times today, I can think I'm going to start today, and I can find an opportunity to start today instead of waiting until later, getting this thing done or executing this workout now or prepping this meal right now instead of waiting until tomorrow. We can do that. We have the opportunity to do that. When we think this one thing won't hurt, okay, that is one click on that storyline, on that headline. But we can create 100 clicks, 1,000 clicks, 1,000,000 interactions with a thought that is positive, that is empowering. That, yeah, you know what? This one thing does matter. Yeah, you know what? I have the opportunity to move in the direction of my goals right now with this one choice. We need more positive stories in our heads, in our thoughts, in our perspectives, more stories of progress, a focus on progress, a perspective of winning, a perspective of growing, a perspective of creating the change that you want in your life. That is the opportunity that we have. That is the OG algorithm living in our brains. And when we understand how it works, we can use it to our advantage. And I will tell you right now, I have been doing this 100 times a day, probably more than that. Because at least that many times, I recognize my thoughts going to a place that doesn't serve me. I recognize my thoughts going to a place that I really don't want to return to because it's not serving me. It's not helping me be the kind of woman I want to be. It's not helping me reach my goals. And I know that the more I interact with those things, the more I'm going to think of those things, and that's going to be my default perspective. And I can use the opportunities where those thoughts arise to say I'm going in a different direction because I need to interact with more positive thoughts. And sometimes it's more positive people and it's getting yourself in a community. But don't let that stop you if that's not an option you're going to pursue right now, because you can do it in your own mind with your own thoughts in every area of your life. You can do this with your marriage. You can do this with your kids. You can do this with your thoughts about work or your home cleanliness or food or fitness, your body, absolutely everything. You have opportunities all the time. I do this series inside the consistency course. It's consistency in reality is what I call it. Consistency in reality. And I go in there every once in a while and I share a consistency in reality example of what the application of consistency looks like in my own life. Because we understand what consistency is. We understand what consistency is going to take. But then these thoughts of I'll start tomorrow, I'll do better next week, once the holidays are over, blah, blah, blah. Then consistency goes out the window. Consistency is not the absence of those thoughts of I don't care, I'll start tomorrow, who cares, it doesn't matter, I'm too tired, blah, blah, blah. Consistency isn't the absence of those, but it is responding just a little bit more intelligently to those. And so I pull back the curtain and I show what that looks like. And oftentimes it's this sort of thing. I have this thought that's the same thought that everybody has. It's the same excuse that almost all of us can raise our hands with at any given day. But then I take it to a different place. Because our brain is going to serve up what we interact with. The consistency course is opening up so that we can all start really, really strong towards the end of the year and the beginning of 2023. So make sure you're on the wait list if you aren't already, because it will be opened up to the wait list. It won't be unlimited enrollment, meaning we'll have, 40 or 50 spots that'll open up. So make sure that you are on the wait list. I'll put the link to that in the show description. If for some reason you can't see it, just message me on Instagram. Let me know. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton and I can send you the link to the wait list. All right. I was about to say goodbye, but I got to tell you who won the Relief Plus and the Changemakers Journal. A.Elizabeth S. If that is the name under which you left a review, first, thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time to leave a review. I know it only takes a minute, but I really appreciate you going out of your way to do that. A.Elizabeth S., if that is you, email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Let me know you were the winner for 1036. Email me within 60 days of this episode airing. Make sure to include your mailing address. And no matter where you are in the world, I'll get it out to you. Make sure you're on the wait list for the consistency course. And I hope you give this strategy a try. Let me know what you think. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @Elizabeth Benton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.